There's an economic boom going on in Nicaragua, and it's fueled by the rising price of gold. In the past decade, gold has jumped from $300 an ounce to more than $1,800 an ounce. These record prices have provoked a rush in gold mining across Latin America. Nicaragua, in particular, is cashing in. John Otis has the story.
The town of La Libertad saw heavy fighting during Nicaragua's civil war in the 1980s.
Juego!
But these blasts come from miners exploring for gold. The miners work for B2 Gold, a Canadian company that operates Nicaragua's largest gold mine. Inside the company's massive mills, ore is crushed, then washed with a carbon and cyanide leach solution to isolate the gold. B2 Gold bought this mine in 2009 and has spent $100 million to modernize the operation. The company's efforts have helped Nicaragua double gold production in the past 3 years. They've also created jobs for people in La Libertad, like Cristobal González.
The mine is very important because it's meant jobs for everyone, and it's also helped develop the community.
People have been mining gold in Nicaragua for centuries, but the industry fell on hard times following the 1979 revolution. The Sandinista government nationalized mines and expelled foreign companies. A U.S. embargo in the 1980s made it nearly impossible to buy spare parts for American-made mining equipment. In addition, the gold mines were targeted by Contra guerrillas. Oscar Vega is manager of the B2 gold mine at La Libertad.
Falta de inversión y mucha destrucción por la guerra misma.
He tells me there was a lack of investment and a lot of damage caused by the war. The mines were targets because they were located in remote areas. La Libertad was a war zone. The country's mining industry has come back to life amid soaring gold prices. It costs about $500 to produce an ounce of gold that today sells for about $1,600. Ironically, foreign mining firms are being welcomed back to Nicaragua by their old foes, the Sandinistas, led by President Daniel Ortega. These days, the Sandinistas have ditched their Marxist rhetoric, and government officials have reached out to mining executives.
We work together. You know, if there's a problem, we sit down and we solve it. And that's a huge difference.
Randy Martin is chairman of HEMCO, which runs Nicaragua's second largest gold mine.
This is by far, and you can talk to any mining company in Central America, this is by far the best place to operate.
Gold is now the country's number three export behind coffee and meat, according to Jose Aguirre, president of Nicaragua's private business council. He says gold has helped the economy grow by 4% in the past year, the highest rate in Central America.
The gold mining means a lot of investment. They mean a lot of employment for the communities where they are. Also, they have a good relation with their communities. And that has been very important for a sector that is not very friendly, traditionally speaking, with communities.
Indeed, gold mining has been hugely controversial elsewhere in Latin America. It's caused a lot of environmental damage, and it's disrupted local villages. But in Nicaragua, environmental issues are often overshadowed by concerns about poverty and unemployment. Another factor, according to Martin, is that firms have so far focused on Nicaragua's traditional mining zones rather than building open pit and tunnel mines in untouched areas.
Because remember, the operations that are here right now are the operations that have been here for, you know, 60, 70 years. They're technically the same operations. There hasn't been that great big new discovery yet in Nicaragua.
Mining companies are also winning hearts and minds by sponsoring health, education, and recreational programs.
Okay, this is the main plaza or main square of La Libertad City.
Tom Lee is head of corporate social responsibility in Nicaragua for B2 Gold. He shows me a company project to install lights and a new roof at the town basketball court.
The idea is to give recreational opportunities to some of the youth, the kids here in La Libertad, so that they have something to do in the evenings.
B2 Gold has also hired contractors to pave streets and build houses for miners. Lee says the company intends to invest heavily in both mining projects and community development while the price of gold is still high. That way, he says, Nicaragua will have something to fall back on when the gold rush ends.
Because we know that the price of gold is cyclical. At some point, it's going to drop again, and we have to be prepared for that.
For The World, I'm John Otis, La Libertad, Nicaragua.
Check out John Otis's slideshow on the new gold rush. See what's going on there at theworld.org.